Relax and take note while I take totes of the marijuana smoke. Throw you in a choke, gun smoke, gun smoke. Biggie Smalls for mayor, the rap slayer, the hooker layer. Motherfucker, say your prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace. Smack the bitch in the face, take her Gucci bag and a North Face off her back. Jab her if she acts funny with the money. Oh, you got me mistaken, honey. I don't wanna rape ya, I just want the paper, the visa, capisha. I'm out like the vapors. Who's the one you call, Mr. Macho, the head honcho? Swift this like Kumacho. I got so much style, I should be down with the stylistics. Make up to break up, niggas need to wake up. Smell the Indonesia, beat you to a seizure. Then fuck your moms, hit the skin to amnesia. She don't remember shit, just the two hits. Her hitting the floor, and me hitting the clits. Sucking on the tits, had the hooker begging for the dick. And your moms ain't ugly, love, my dick got rocked quick. I guess I was a combination of House of Pain and Bobby Brown. I was pumping around and jumping around. Japped her, then I asked her who's the man. She said B-I-G. Then I bust in her E-Y-E.
The weak is dead wrong.
The weak of the strong. Who got it going on? You're dead wrong. The weak of the strong. Who got it going on?
When I get dusted, I like to spread the blood like mustard. Trust it, my hardcore rain leaves you rusted. Move over, Lucifer, I'm more ruthless, leave you toothless, you give it, I flip it. Tears don't affect me, I hit them with the neck. Gene, disrespect me, my potency is deadly. I'm shooting babies, no ifs, ands, or maybes. Hit mummy in the tummy if the hooker plays a dummy. Slit the wrist, a little sis. After she sucked the dick, I stabbed a brother with the ice pick. Because he wanted me to fuck him from the back. But Smalls don't get down like that. Now Jabba hiding in the room. Fucked him with the broom. Slid him down the back and threw salt in the wound. Who you think you're dealing with? Anybody step into my path is fucking feeling it. Hardcore, I got it sucked like a pussy. Stab it till you're gushy. So please don't push me. I'm using rubber so they won't trace the semen. The black demon got the little hooker screaming. Because you know I love it young, fresh and green. With no in between, know what I mean?
The weak of the strong, who got it going on? You're dead wrong. The weak of the strong, who got it going on?
Let's
welcome
go
back to MTG Cardboard Crack House. It's Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Erebos.
With emphasis.
Emphasis.
We're going to go over some more of these shitty ass spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, some of them are good now. Some of them. Yeah, all right.
Like Samut?
Nah, not Samut.
I wish you had a thicker ass, man.
Whatever. To eat it, bro.
Go.
Can't have a lot. You can't have it all. All
right, man. So we got three guys got spoiled this week?
Yep.
Yeah.
I like none of them.
they're all right.
Yeah, they're good. Like, you will snap play them in limited.
Oh, yeah. They're powerful.
But I think the two that stand out to me are the black blue and the blue red one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm snap like, yeah, we playing with these. Yep.
Yeah, so the first one's the Locust God. Four colorless, blue red, legendary creature god. It's a 4/4 with flying. Whenever you draw a card, create a 1/1 blue and red insect creature token with flying and haste. Two colorless, a blue and a red, draw a card, then discard a card, so you pretty much loot. And then the unique thing about these three gods that have been spoiled so far, I think it's the only three. I think it's been confirmed, but who knows. They do not have indestructible. That's sick. That's
dude, nice the fucking, the invocation actually
looks sick.
Hold on. Okay, I thought the set symbol was fucking too red. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right, it's fucked up.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Yeah.
But the unique thing about the god, these new gods are when they die, you return them to your hand at the beginning of your end step.
The fuck was that mechanic back in the day?
Which mechanic? That one?
Returning, yeah.
I didn't even know it had a name.
I didn't know. I think it's just stuff that did it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know I remember a lot of stuff like random sets. Like if this enchantment were to hit the grave.
Comes back to your hands.
Yeah, but I have to admit, man, the
invocations for the gods are actually pretty good.
That one's nice. I like that. I like that. All right, we'll move on to the next god.
Yep.
The Scarab God.
Ooh. This is probably like the favorite so far. And probably what's considered the most powerful of these three.
Yeah. So what? One blue, one colorless, one colorless. One blue, one black, three colorless.
Yep. 5-5. God.
Let me see. Who is this? Oh, that's Louis Lashido is the one that did the invocation artwork.
Yep.
Badass, though.
Yep. At the beginning of your upkeep, each opponent loses X life, and you scry X for X number of zombies you control. And then for two colorless, a blue and a black, exile target creature card from a graveyard. It's going to be yours or your opponent's. Create a token that's a copy of it, except it's a 4/4 black zombie. And then when it dies, return it to its owner's hand beginning of the next end step.
Wait a minute. So create a...
So you exile a creature card from any graveyard, and you get a 4/4 black zombie. For four.
That's a copy of it.
Yeah.
Copy of it, yeah.
A copy of it. It's, yeah, so you create make a copy of
it. That's even fucking worse.
Yeah, so you make a copy of a creature, but it except it's a 4/4 black zombie.
So, but it still is a copy of the creature that you remove.
Pretty
so
much.
So like, if it has, like, double strike.
It has double strike. Pretty much the closest thing you think is this card is a forceful eternalize.
Yeah. That's pretty gross.
All right, so the next card we got is the Rock. Scorpion Rock. God.
Yeah. Do you smell what the Scorpion God is cooking?
Jesus. It's called Crack Rock.
It's a three colorless red black or a black red, however you want to say it. Legendary creature god. Whenever a creature with -1/-1 counters on it dies, draw a card. Yeah. Straight draw a card.
Yep.
Play a colorless black red. Put -1/-1 on another target creature, and then it still has a stipulation that when it dies, it returns back to your hand at the beginning of the end step.
Oh, man.
And
I'm
it's a
really,
6/5.
I'm really going to hate this shit if they're playing for EDH, man, for the anyone that's playing red, black, and white, because they're going to have it like Elesh Norn and shit. And this is...
Yeah,
it's going to fucking be nasty with this shit.
Yeah. Like, I think, like, the red-black one, when it got spoiled, the red, black, and red, blue were certainly, like, kind of like EDH favorites right now. Like, they're the most interesting ones, but, like, the black, blue, and red, black, or black, blue, and red, blue are probably, like, the ones that might see play in Standard.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, I'm going to play this first. Then I'm going to play Elesh Norn. Oh, all your little 1/1s die? Let me draw a fucking 7 cards.
Yeah, it's all right. It's just the fact that, like, the gods don't stay dead, which is probably, like, the most
This is more of a blowout. Like, if you have this out and you cast, like, Black Sun Zenith for, like, 3, and then you just draw infinite amount of cards.
True.
Because you put negative on negative counters on everything, and you're just like, all right, fill my hand up.
Sweet. It's like cheaper Decree of Pain. Sweet.
I wouldn't be surprised if, Black Sun Zenith starts going up.
Oh, God. I really hope not.
All right, man. So the shitty card that I fucking love.
How the fuck do you say that? Razaketh? Is that?
The Foul-Blooded. He's a shitty-ass fucking 8/8 for fucking 8 legendary demon.
Yep. Triple black, 5 colorless, flying trample. You can pay 2 life, sack another creature, search your library for a card, and put it into your hand, and shuffle. So, I mean, it's nice. It's a tutor on a card.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I like the card.
I think the only I wish that it was like RuneScar Demon, where it just was a ETB, like it just come into play and just get there. But the fact that you have to sack another dude, like in limited, it's insane. It's actually just like you can't win. Sack this guy that was blocking. Go search for anything. Like go search for a removal spell. Search for a bigger dude. Like it's busted.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm gonna sack this 1/1. I'm gonna get a 5/5.
I think it's certain deck building ways. Like I can see it being extremely powerful, but at the same time, like it's definitely gonna be one of those like going to like you know the right decks to go off.
I mean, compared to like other creatures of the same casting cost, Grizzlebrand.
No, like that's not even a competition. Like,
no,
Grizzlebrand's the lead.
I mean,
cards busted forever.
Yep.
Like, the other three demons underneath, I would snap take those in any, like, other format over this guy, but over the foul, whatever this is, foul blood.
Yeah, foul-blooded.
I have foul-blooded. I could barely see it.
Razaketh the foul-blooded.
Yeah, Razaketh the foul-blooded is not going to be one of the top demons I take in Eternal, but I think in Limited it's going to be insane.
Probably, yeah, most likely.
Another card that's caught our eye is, what the hell is this one?
Nimble Obstructionist. Is a two colorless blue for a 3/1 bird wizard. It has flash, flying, and cycling for two colorless and blue, pretty much same casting cost. But what's unique about the card is when you cycle Nimble Obstructionist, you stifle.
It's good.
Reminds me of Middling Mage a little bit.
This card is bonkers.
Yeah.
Like it is a, it's a on crack Vidillion click. It yeah. doesn't have to be. It's not a legend. And I think that's what people don't understand is Vidillion Click's a legend. And yes, yep. it's double blue. And yes, it gets to take a card away from your opponent's hand. And that's very powerful. But this thing is, it has dual threats. It pays three mana, stifle a card, draw a card. So it replaces itself and stops a very powerful ability. It's probably happening. And then on top of it off, you can just go ahead and in a turn have a 3/1. Yeah. I don't think in standard it's going to do anything because it's too much removal, but definitely in modern it's going to get some play.
And if you end up pulling a foil on this one, I want it.
All right,
I'm just going to buy a foil one.
Yeah, I'll probably just I was just going to get a bunch of them, so I'll put one down for you.
Yeah, because that's oof.
It's going on my new EDH, so I'm excited.
It's a good card.
The card's really good.
Card's insane.
So anything else on this fucking shitty? I mean, this list that.
you can call it shitty. I mean. There is cards, but they're not people are excited for. I'm just like gaming, playing excited. Like I still like the Black Wrath. I like the white. The what can I call these cards? The enchantment. The enchantment is making waves. What's it called? I can't see.
Oh, Solemnity?
The white enchantment. Yeah.
That one. Yeah. Yeah. Solemnity. I cannot pronounce
Solemnity.
Solemnity.
Yeah, someone in the comment section, please help us. This
name is Betty.
Yeah,
this thing is insane. I don't know what everyone's kind of going. Well, if you don't know, it's a white and two colors. It's an enchantment. Players can't get counters.
And then counters can't be put on artifacts, creatures, enchantments, or land.
Thank you for Brea.
Now, for all of you that are wondering, yes, you cannot get. What are they
counters?
Called? You cannot get Ifec counters, but you can't get
experience counters.
What Aether Hub makes?
Oh, you can't get energy.
Yeah, you can't get energy.
Oh, I don't care for energy because I don't.
Yeah, players can't get energy with this.
You can't get energy. You can't get experience counters. You can't get Ifec counters. Like, and then it's just retarded. And then like your opponent's like, oh, you're playing black green constrictor. Well, fuck your Virtus Gearhulk. Now he's paying 5 for a 4/4 trample.
Well, nah, yeah.
I'll love this card all day long because why? It says, fuck you, Elesh Norn.
No, it doesn't say fuck you. It says,
oh, no, it doesn't.
It says, fuck you, Walking Ballista.
Oh, it does. It just says, fuck you, Black Sun Zenith.
It says, fuck you, Black Sun Zenith.
But what I like about it, it says, you are welcome to Dark Depths. Because when you play Dark Depths, you instantly get a 20/20.
Yeah, you're just like,
And then if you play Glacial Chasm.
Glacial Chasm.
Chasm. Yeah. Then you don't.
This better not go in your fucking deck.
It can. I'm playing Jun.
Thank God.
Yeah, unless he wants to make his general white, add white somewhere in your general.
No, I'll find a way. This card's fucking
fuck
insane.
Fuck you, dude.
This card is busted.
Lands is already fucking
this
broke.
This card is busted. Yes, it has so many things going on, and it's just like every day I keep looking stuff up. I'm like, oh, you could do this. You could do this. Like, I don't even want to talk about all the stuff because it's going to be stupid stuff I'm doing in the future. But it's busted.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is if you want this card and it's like.
Pick up every copy.
Yeah,
that you
if it's between $3 and $5, just do it. Like, I think the bad part is about standard is there's so much standard open that eventually this card's going to go from $5 to $2.
Well, you heard about Brazil, right?
You were telling me earlier. Yeah.
So somebody in customs stole pre-release fucking for not Amonkhet but Hour of Devastation.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, that's fucking stupid, man. That's fucking real stupid.
I probably saw something. He's probably like, I'm a big Nicol Bolas fan. I want the.
It's all in Spanish, though, man.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
I do.
I mean, apparently they didn't give a fuck. They were going to jack Brazil shit.
All right. So what else we see on this list that might catch your eye? Other than the new green creature that is fucking Crucible of Worlds with legs.
Yeah, I'm getting that one.
That card is good.
It goes whoop right in your deck.
Yeah, right
swoop.
My deck. Card
it's okay. I think it's fine and like for like standard slash modern. Well, it's probably better than standard slash legacy. Not so good in modern. It gets killed really hard.
The
in modern.
Picture on the fucking excavator is so ugly, though, man. Look at it. It just.
I believe that's the pre-release one, isn't it? Or the games day or whatever?
I think it's the pre-release one.
It's the pre-release.
Yeah, it's just like the pre-release. It has the date on it, so it might be the pre-release one.
But, man, it's fucking ugly as fuck, man.
I give a fuck, bro. It's Crucible Worlds on a creature. I give a fuck.
I think this set will...
And, I mean, it's a 2-3 body. It's got big ass. So.
I think this set's going to sell better than people expect, and it still hasn't done. And I think a lot of cards will be worth a lot more than... Omniket until Omniket becomes a base where you have to play with, and then all hell breaks loose.
When shit starts rotating out in a few months,
Omniket cards will start shooting up like crazy. But a lot right now is a lot of Omniket's super cheap. Like, if you don't have Gideon of the Trials or whatever, or all the Planeswalkers for Omniket,
I want Samut. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I want Nicol Bolas.
Nicol Bolas and his fucking. The seven drops, seven loyalty. Fucking
the one in the actual set, not the Planeswalker.
Is fucking just broke.
Yeah,
a lot of people. I don't know about you guys, but the Ronus's Last Stand, the double green sorcery, make a 5/4 snake, and your lands don't untap. A lot of people. I was having a debate about it. Or whatever.
Oh, the self walking card. What are the self walking cards?
Yeah, they were like, oh, this card. You know, it's a really good card for 2 mana. You get a 5/4 snake, and I was like, "Yeah, but your lands don't untap." And I'm like, "That card's good if it's like your second or third turn, but after that, you're fucking yourself."
No, well, the problem is that card's better if it's like turn 4 or 5. Like, I mean, my roommates were talking about it. It's better as a turn 4 or 5 play, not as better as a turn 2 or 3 play. Because the problem is, there's nothing really in standard to help abuse that, and it's not a 5/5, so it's a 5/4. So therefore, it still gets grasp. It still gets. Fatal pushed. It still has a lot of answers. There's like a lot. All the premium removal spells still hit it over the head pretty hard.
This card's a piece of shit. De Jure the Purifier.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a 2-white, 3 colorless, vigilant, legendary fucking human warrior. Looks like a fucking dude. I don't know.
Hey, he may look like a bitch, but that ability's. Kind of cool.
Yeah, when he enters the battlefield, you may search your library for a Planeswalker card, reveal it, put it in your hand, shuffle your library.
And then what's the second part?
If a source would deal damage to a Planeswalker you control, prevent one of that damage. He's a 4/3.
I just like the search aspect.
Yeah, I like the search.
The prevent doesn't.
You piece of shit.
I mean, it could save like Gideon. Making emblem.
No, I'm looking more along the lines of black white zombies searching out fucking Lily.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah, that's true.
And the card was German, so I had to fucking look at it really quick.
I actually haven't seen that card, so that's
pretty insane. That was new news to me. Yeah. I haven't looked at all of the spoilers or heard them all. So.
I just browsed through them.
You know, and of course, there's fucking Sphinxes.
Sphinx Tribal.
The Anesh. Cryo Sphinx Sovereign 2 blue 4 colorless legendary creature Sphinx flying. Sphinx spells cost 2 less to cast. Ugh.
Yep. Yeah. Sphinx travel, bro. Telling you.
Oh man.
And then when Anesh or another Sphinx enters the battlefield, you get to reveal top 4 cards of your library to your opponent. Separates them in 2 piles. Put one to your hand. The other. So you factor fiction.
Oh fuck. It's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, but he or a Sphinx has come into play. And I think right now this is the only Sphinx that's been spoiled, I want to say.
I think there's a bunch of freaking there might be some commons or uncommons.
I don't think I've seen any, to be honest.
There's a lot of jackals, there's birds, there's angels, there's kitty cats, snakes, wizards.
I think there might be a couple cards that I've seen that... Oh, yeah, the Torment of Scarabs, the enchant player card.
Yeah.
The game enchant player's upkeep, that player loses 3 life unless he or she sacks an all-land permanent or discards a card.
Yeah, that card's actually pretty sick. I like that one. Yeah, but you're right. There's nothing.
Like, is there like a... What's that card? It costs 6. I think you make your opponent choose, like, to either, like, lose a bunch of life or sack a bunch of permanents. So in Kamigawa, it's like something damnation choice or damn choice or something.
Fuck, that rings a bell, but I can't.
Yeah, so it's like I want to make, like, for fun, I want to make like a, like a, like a, like a misfortune deck. Like you choose like these messed up things that happen to you.
All right, Erebos. Well, everyone's talking about this card. What do you think about
it? The first half sucks.
Reason to Live.
Reason, one blue sorcery, scry three. Live, four colorless, one green. Look at the top card of your deck. If it's a creature, may reveal and put on the battlefield.
Otherwise, what people are talking about it, I've been hearing a lot of chatter that people want to try to still use it with a Ulamog combo. So you scry, and then you're like, okay, you'll look and be like, all right, there's Ulamog from the third down. And then you set it up to, like, when it's after that's turn two, and then after that turn, the next turn, you set it up to where you can pay the five and you put Ulamog into play. I think that's where the format's going to be right as it's finishing, is that all I'm going to do is just keep pulling Ulamog into play until they ban
Ulamog.
Or he's going to rotate out. So.
Or rotate out. Yeah. Like,
and it just conveniently happens to be Reason to Live is a blue/green card.
Yeah, so it goes into the Teemer shell. I mean, that's a possibility. People have been talking about it.
How about those man lands, man?
The man land,
hostile desert.
Yeah, it's a desert. It's a land/desert. You could tap to add a colorless to your mana pool, not generic, colorless. And then you could pay to exile a land from your graveyard. And then hostile desert becomes a 3/4 land. What's it? Something elemental creature until the end of turn. It's still land. So this
piece
is cool.
Of shit.
No, this is good. This gives Sylvan Advocate another man land to go crazy with.
That's true.
And that makes more sense.
So is it like from now on, like any card that makes colorless mana, is it actually just going to be colorless, or we actually see generic mana?
No, look, all the generic mana has been changed to colorless, has been errata to colorless, and the only way it stays generic unless it says something for like generic. So like there's certain cards that say add two generic to your pool, it will actually say generic. But if anything that says colorless, it must be a colorless card.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you in this mirror.
This card's so good. When this card got spoiled, my mind went fucking racing when this card got spoiled. Like,
yeah, because in lands, it makes your lands deck even fucking better.
Dude, I get a Dark Depths for free.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Like it's literally like it's a faster Thespian stage.
Yeah.
So Mirage Mirror is a three generic mana or three colorless. Who fucking cares? But three colorless artifact. Pay two, Mirage Mirror becomes a copy of target artifact, creature, enchantment, or land until the end of turn.
It's ultra dumb.
Yeah, because, man, I want to fucking, I'm just going to copy artifact, fucking.
Like, well, the
Phyrexian Metamorph.
The downsides, of course, just like any other copy card, most of the downsides to the copy cards is this card loses the ability to copy once you resolve the copy trick, like the copy ability, no longer has the ability to copy. So whatever you turn it into, it's that until the end of turn. But like you copy anything. You can copy your opponent's creature because it's not limited to your field.
Yeah.
You can copy anything.
Yeah.
So you can copy your opponent's guy. You can copy their fucking Heart of Kirin. You can copy anything. Their land, your land, my land.
All right. There's one more card that I'm done. This should be go up. Yeah, that one, the black red one.
Oh, Claim to Fame.
Yeah, Claim to Fame.
Claim to Fame.
Claim, return target creature with converted mana cost two or less from your grave onto the battlefield. Fame. They're both sorceries. Aftermath. You can only cast it from your graveyard. Target creature gets +2/+0 and gains haste. And then what everyone's talking about with this one, it goes right into Death Shadow.
Oh, true.
Oh my god,
straight
dude.
Brutal.
You're like, oh, bro, no, don't thoughtseize me, bro. No, yeah. My Death Shadow. I get it back.
Yeah, Death Shadow, Snapcaster Mage. That's straight bonkers.
No, bro, don't Inquisition of Codes. Like, oh, your only target's like Death Shadow. No, don't do it. No.
Yeah, you can be like,
he wasn't ready. He really wasn't ready for this shit.
You don't want that to happen. Like, this card is straight brutal. It just says the word brutal on it.
I love the fact that this is
uncommon. Look at this comment. This could be a possible card in Grease Death Shadow. The old out of nowhere 14/12 haste dude for 3 man.
Yeah, straight die. Straight absolutely die. Like, I think everything's safe, and then all of a sudden you're like, peel off the top, kill you.
And not to mention synergy with Jace Vern's Prodigy.
Yeah, that's
dog,
awesome.
you get fucking Tarmogoyf back with this card.
Yeah, yes. This makes Goyf even fucking better.
It's like, like any deck that runs black reds, so you have Grixis Death Shadow, you have Jund.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone run like 4-color Shadow and just try to abuse every kind of like powerful 2-drop on the planet.
Let's come up with a list.
Powerful 2-drops in Modern?
I'm not gonna lie. I just let people who play on Magic Online do that shit.
Yeah, because
they have way too much time in their hands.
Seriously,
if we can
get a deck, I'll build a motherfucker.
Yeah,
Docs be hella expensive for that fucking bitch.
Yeah,
yeah. The baubles alone, the Mistress baubles alone, will kill you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had to sell some foil ones this weekend. So I'm like downgrade.
Holy
There's
shit.
No point in having. Well, I kept the German foil one.
Nice. Hell yeah, I would.
I didn't care. Like, they weren't giving me enough. And I'm like, nah, I'll just keep it. Guy was like, I'll give you 50. And I'm all, they're giving 50 for the English. And I took that. I was like, I didn't care. Like, I
was and you know how much German was opened and got to the United States? Not a lot.
Not for Cold Snap.
No.
Bro, it's German. Who gives a fuck how much was opened? It's German. That's it.
Foil German.
Foil German. That's it. It's a wrap. Pay the fucking man triple what it's worth and... That's it.
Well,
at least fucking gave you fucking 90 for it or a bill.
Yeah, I think a bill would have been cool, but
that's more reasonable.
I mean, same thing with what everyone was saying in the cards. Like, you'll never see this again once you get rid of it. I go, that's true. Like,
no,
you'll have to go to Germany, and then you'll still have a hard time finding it.
Well, it's like what I picked up over fucking
the German library and the German strip mine.
Yeah, those two. I mean, those.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
And the pricing on it was fucking cheap as shit.
Yeah, Pizza and Beer Guy hooked it up.
Yeah, that's tight.
And, you know, when am I going to actually see, you know, German strip mine?
Really. Not like on a regular. Not if you really want it.
And it's from Renaissance, so it's black border, and, you know, nice. I don't have to worry about that.
I need a black border strip mine. It's pissing me off looking at it.
Well, use that one.
Get a foil one.
I plan on it. Just
go. Just use that one right now.
No,
until
I'm not using
one.
Your shit. I want to own the card.
Well,
that way when I bend
it
I feel
me,
good.
Dick.
How much you pay for it?
I think I only paid like $6 for it.
Bro, I'll give you 10.
Fuck it. Yeah. We'll discuss that later.
Deal or no deal?
No deal.
On the next cast. I think that's pretty much it for now. Like,
there's not a lot. There's stuff, but there's not a lot. I don't play standard.
Well,
I don't play limited.
There's another card, I guess, that like a lot of people were talking about, which is Doomfall. It's down a little bit.
No, is it the black spell you pay X? Up.
No, not X. Up. Keep going. Right there.
Oh, that's not it.
Not the X, but it has Bolas on it.
Yeah.
But it's because it's a 3-drop sorcery that you choose one. Opponent exiles a creature they control, or you get to look at their hand and then choose a non-land card and exile that.
That's
one.
Pretty tight.
Yeah. So
okay, so we know that Fatal Pushes are fucking semi-dropping in price.
Kinda.
A little bit.
I'd say more like they stabilize.
Since September is when they're going to release the fucking, you know, the player
FNF
foil,
promo, right. Yeah.
Which is pretty badass. So they're not $50 no more. They'll be about $25.
For pack foil ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So look at a bill.
Probably.
You know. Do we see the next Fatal Push in any of these cards? For the uncommons? I mean, this one's not bad. Torment. The Bontus.
Well, that's
a rare.
I think the car that Erebos was talking about, Torment of Hallfire.
It's a rare.
Yeah, it's a rare, but this one Erebos mentioned earlier when I was talking about Doomfall. And it's got a lot of talk going around it, too, considering that it's the same ability that I think we talked about before on a set on a card, but it's X, so it forces your opponent to have to choose multiple times.
Yeah, which is brutal. Now, the one spell that does that pushes into a lot of, like, universal sideboard is, I think it's the two-mana one, the two-mana red spell. You shoot a dude for three or blow up an artifact. I think that one's going to be the dollar to $3 uncommon, because it's just a universal red spell that can always remove a guy or blow up a vehicle.
Well, what do you think about Claim to Fame? Do you think it's going to be about $3 or $4?
Wait a minute. Claim to Fame is how much is that?
The Death Shadow one.
It's the Death Shadow one.
Oh, that one's going to be bonkers. That one probably will be a... Yeah. Well, they'll be $3 for the wrong reason, because it'll be for Modern.
It probably won't
be that bad. If someone finds a way to break it in Standard, then it'll become crazy. But I think right now it's the
I just think it's the fact that it has to hit a creature that's converted mana cost two or less. Like, I mean, you can see, like, this bird right here. It's a two, but, like, its ability is so fucking high cost, I'd rather just play Cockatrice instead.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like the card has a lot of potential, but not at the very moment of where it's...
Yeah, because
I see reasonable fucking foils for this card, I'm going to pick it up.
Well, I think, Fatal Push blew up because it was like, oh, Standard All-Star kill fucking any... problem, and then Modern's like, oh, this kills everything in Modern. It's like, yeah. So it's universally good in multiple formats. We're
but
like,
then it got to Legacy,
it hits Legacy, man, it's all over.
Well, the problem is in Legacy, it made decks that were once kind of like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Now they have a real answer. Like all the bug Delver decks now, or bug like mid range or whatever bug decks you're playing, you auto just run 3 to 4 pushes, and now your deck. Doesn't have this disfigure awkwardness. Now you're just taking care of dudes. You like sack a fetch, blow your guy away, or like blow your four drop away. You're like, oh crap, this is good. And it's just like universally just a really good card.
All right, so let's go on with the invocations, man. Is there any invocation that you want out of the set?
Doomsday.
Yeah. I want Force of Will.
That's the last one.
Capsize.
Yeah, I definitely want Capsize. I want Blood Moon.
Damnation?
I'd rather have a real foil.
I have a real foil.
Yeah, I'd rather have a real foil.
I just have a Future Sight one. Yeah. Or not Future Sight. Planar Chaos.
What was the card? What's the card that's first time foil? That's usually the only thing I end up getting. Doomsday.
Yeah,
Doomsday. I want a Doomsday.
You got Armageddon, too.
Armageddon's been foiled.
Yeah. From the Vault Annihilation.
And then there's a Judge foil.
About Boyle?
7th edition.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I think it's an 8th edition, too. It's a foil in 8th, I think.
I can only think of the 7th one. I can't think of the 8th.
Go down. What's the other one? What's the other cards? Yeah, click on them, and I can tell you yes or no.
Well, that's
Capsize. I have a foil Capsize.
Yeah.
Opposition. I think I probably have it if I had somewhere.
Slaughter Pact.
I already have original foil. Slaughter Pact foil for Future Sight.
What's the one above Slaughter Pact?
I think I have a No Mercy. I don't know. I have to look.
Target player sacks a creature. Was that Edict?
Yeah, Diabolical Edict.
I have that too. That's like a arena foil. I have that one.
Oh, shit.
There's not too many cards that I just don't have foil.
Biff was so happy about Desolation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he liked this card back in the day.
He loved it. He was like, I want this card.
Yeah, it's
so bad.
Yeah, he wants. He's on that tip. I mean, hardcore.
Choke? Yeah.
No. Works, then.
Isn't Char in here? No.
Shadowstorm. I want to say. No, Shadowstorm's foil in 10th edition, so it's whatever. I think I'd rather have a 10th edition one, so hopefully it'll lower the price. Is that...
Choke.
I have a foil choke. A choke looks crazy, though.
You'd figure they would have had something like, you know, Chain Lightning or something.
My Avatar Woe is like, I think, a GP promo or something.
Yeah.
I have one of those. Yeah, so the only thing is Doomsday, really?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Click on the Doomsday. Let's see.
Doomsday looks sick.
Yeah, that's like the only foil I want.
Yeah, because, you know, he's got that demon right there looking at fucking bolus horns going, yeah, bitch.
Oh, the card is sick as fuck.
Man, so what's going to be the $100 fucking card?
Thoughtseize.
Through the Breach.
Oh, yeah, Through the Breach is also there.
Yeah, because regular Through the Breaches are extremely expensive. So it'll be Through the Breach, Blood Moon.
Damnation.
Damnation will be a little bit up there, because, but it's already in MM3, so true. It's going to be a little rough. The Thoughtseize will be probably a okay hit.
Well, the normal Thoughtseize prices are starting to jump again, so.
Yeah, so a Thoughtseize from here will be fine. You gotta remember, too, these cards are, I mean, there's only two per case. If you're lucky, you get two. Sometimes you get three.
You can get none.
Or you can get none. True. That happens. So a lot of these cards are kind of like on the whatever tip. So
if you do get the cap size, someone pulls it and you do get it from them.
You? You
yes.
Want it? All
right, that is a...
Snap done.
That is the only one that I want out of this fucking set.
All right, done.
All I'd want is a Doomsday, but
it's all wax. Oh, you want so if I get an extra Doomsday, ship it to you?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Because at this point, man, it's like I see other stuff in there. It's like, oh man, you know, Armageddon would be badass, or
it's either that or Damnation. To be honest, like the other cards are cool. Like seeing them with new arts and like are pretty awesome.
I just wish the artwork was, because when you look at cap size, man, that's not the full fucking art. That's just a portion of it, man. I want to see what the rest of that shit looks like.
Just imagine what the Titanic looks like, but instead of blue water, it's red.
I mean, God, it's... Well, that's it for spoilers, man. It is what it is.
We're the spoilers.
Better than Ixalan.
Pirates versus dinosaurs.
I just want to know what fucking Vraska and Jace is going to be like.
Jace probably did.
He's shackled. Yeah. He's gonna be the new Jack Sparrow.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, does Disney own Hasbro?
Does Disney own Hasbro?
If they don't, they're going to.
not entirely. No, I don't know. Does Universal make Transformers?
Well, Hasbro's. Transformer.
Hasbro's is Transformers.
Yeah. Same thing with G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that's Hasbro. No, not yet. But
not
it could happen. It could get owned.
Then we could have Star Wars.
Or it could just get owned by Amazon. You know, shit happens, you know.
Ah, man. So, when
so
you think
far it doesn't look like Hasbro's owned by Disney.
So when is when are we going to have that Magic movie?
Probably sometime in 2 years.
I mean, actual real fucking. And then I heard there's going to be a fucking animated fucking series. They want to fucking do this and that.
I think they should make a.
If they're going to do it on Adult Swim. Make it fucking for adults. Get, you know, the guy that did Samurai Jack and Dexter's Laboratory to fucking do the artwork.
I think that sounds awesome. For the fans, but for the people that put a lot of money in the Hasbro, they probably gonna want as many human heads possible to go to it. So I think the Magic movie is gonna be kind of like a generic, like the Warcraft movie.
That movie sucked.
They're gonna just kind of follow this generic ass storyline and hope there's enough action.
I hope they don't follow that generic ass fucking Oath of the Gatewatch fucking shit.
They need to get Liam Neeson to voice it. Or to narrate it.
We got so much shit coming out next year, man. It's going to be good for the 25th anniversary.
Well, it's so much of shit coming out right now.
Yeah, that is true.
The next set's coming out, like, what, July 14th or something dumb?
Something like that.
That's literally like a month. That's like less than a month. Like in three weeks.
Yep.
That's fucking retarded. I have 3 weeks to have to buy two cases.
I look at it like this, man. It seems that Magic is rotating faster and faster every fucking year.
Well, that's what it seems like, and then you realize that cards have been in the fucking standard for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The same cards you're still playing with. You're like, great.
But now, I don't know. I still want the year and a half.
The problem is like they need if they're gonna continue with the 2 year thing, they need to not make busted ass cards. Like if Magic, if they keep having like their only answer to busted ass cards is to ban shit.
We had this discussion last week with the rest of the guys. It's like, So we can fill Erebos in. We discussed a little bit about the God Book when it came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, with...
That was wild.
Yeah. when the pros were running the God Book and fucking breaking the format and everything was, you know, shit with all these leaks, supposed leaks or fucking spoilers and shit like that. Is there going to be another God Book out there? Or, you know, is the player or the pros going to have extra information? But, you know, we already have pros working on fucking in WotC.
Well, the question is there always going to have inside information? The answer is yeah. There's just no way we could prove it because if the guys aren't just, as long as no one's dumb, as long as no one doesn't leave like a paper trail, if it's all word of mouth and then people don't see what happens, then from there they just have, they could do whatever they want. The question is always, I think that the real thing is that I don't think it really affects the game because no matter even if you have the information ahead of time, you're still like, well, it does affect it because you know something your opponents don't know. But overall, like, even if they don't know it, these guys played so many games of Magic. I could just look at a card and be like, yes, this is good. No, this is trash. Like, all day. They know, okay, this is the combination I'm going to put together. And then through hours of testing, they'll find out, oh, this is what you want to be doing.
Yeah, fuck that.
And, I mean, that's how the zombie deck came out. Like, people just, like, kept playing, and they're like, oh, shit, you want to be doing this.
Yeah, I remember all the times that we did playtesting, dude.
We did, but the problem was, like, we're just
fucking
taking
300 fucking games in a week, dude, and it was like,
yeah. Well, we're taking known information, and we're just running gauntlets, but we're not trying to invent something to break a cycle, like, to make this fights on an axis that no one could fight us against. Instead, we just took a bunch of shit that we all well known and go, what is these matchups?
Try to crunch the numbers, what the sideboard's going to look like. Yeah. Fucking, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Tell it to the guys who invented fucking Death Shadow.
Well,
all we can do is play fucking this deck. Nah, dog. The Death Shadow. You don't know.
Hey, man. All I know is the Street Wraith is expensive as shit because of it.
I sold a lot of Street Wraiths over the weekend.
I bet.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, I bet. And the worst thing about it, Modern Masters 1, man, those things were
nothing.
They were there.
They were common.
There was, all of them were in there. If you guaranteed if you open up a box, you pulled at least four or five of them.
Yeah, they were commons.
And the worst thing about it, foils. I had probably about 30 of those foils.
God,
I believe it.
Back then, nobody wanted them, so I was like, well, fuck, here. Let me have all your foils. Let me have all your foils. And that's what I did. I
wanted
fucking them. Then I got rid of them all for like $1, $2, and now
hey,
look
man,
at them.
As long as you profit.
As long as you profit. That's all I keep telling
myself.
All
right, man. So we have a giveaway going on this week. We're giving away a fat pack.
Fat pack.
Go to the Tier 1 TCG.
Yep.
The bundles.
Want look
the
for
bundle?
Episode 28's
the 20
upload.
29.
Yeah, the last. It's the last fucking episode that'll be uploaded because I don't upload both of the podcasts on there.
So you gotta go. You gotta go to our YouTube channel, Tier 1 TCG. You gotta subscribe.
You gotta be a subscriber.
Yeah, you gotta be a subscriber.
Hit that like and subscribe button. Leave a comment down below. Tell us that we're fucking scrubs.
Yeah,
and for the person that's gonna win, actually has to be a subscriber.
Yep.
Don't sit there and hit the subscribe button and think 2 days later you're gonna unsub because. Well,
no, we be watching.
We
be waiting.
We
definitely
waiting.
Be waiting.
We got you.
Just wait till the fucking thing is over, and then you can unsub all you want because, well, there it is. But
yeah,
if you listen to this
much.
Podcast, you might obviously like us. So,
if you don't like us, you still listen to this podcast.
you definitely lost. You lost 38 minutes of your life. You can't get back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Too
so
late.
You might as well just, you know, listen to the next one. Tell us how shit we are.
I don't care what you say to me. Just say something.
We actually got some shirt designs coming out.
Yeah, Rogue Ray's got some ideas.
Yeah, they're going to be degenerative.
Yeah, and then hopefully we can do more giveaways too.
Yeah, maybe give out some shirts.
Yeah,
stickers.
Some shirts.
So
stickers.
Many disclaimers.
I can give out Anthony.
I don't think my
legal team is working so many man hours after the end of this fucking year. You gotta be kidding me, man. Every day it's something. Roger, can we put this on a t-shirt? I'm all.
No.
It doesn't matter, man. If they're limited t-shirts, there's only gonna be so many printed.
Yeah, I mean, that means there's a shorter time frame where we get fucking sued.
That's every day.
Exactly.
LegalZoom is...
Come on, there is nothing like seeing the dude that said, got him with a degenerate tag across his fucking eyeballs, man.
Nobody cares about that guy.
Nobody gives a fuck about that guy.
It's all about his smile.
Or whatever his name is.
It's all about his smile, man.
Oh God!
You should get that black guy with that ugly cry on that show or whatever. That
oh, no. That's funny.
No,
you should get that with the chitter.
Or just get the Kevin Hart one where he's fucking like the huh, oh, and he's looking off the side.
Yeah, you're not. That's no way in hell. That's fly.
Yeah,
no. Just got off the phone with the legal team. They said no,
no,
nope.
No,
nah, it's not
nope.
Gonna
don't
last.
Do it.
No,
don't do that no. one. Jeez.
All right, so this is Earl Grey.
This Black Anthony.
This is Erebos.
And we'll see you next week with more fucking news from Magic and spoilers and...
My legal team.
More legal shit.
More legal team.
And more
and
my
disclaimers.
Legal team.
And disclaimers.
And more disclaimers.
All right, we'll see you in the next podcast.
Later.
See ya.
Exhale, blood, spilling on the kitchen, and listen to.